We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that your Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. Now that's a promise from the Lord Jesus Christ. Anything you ask of God in the name of Jesus Christ, you can have. Doesn't matter what it is. But wait a minute. You cannot ask anything you ought not to have in the name of Jesus Christ. If you ought not to have it, you can't ask God for it in His name. Now notice clearly, anything according to the will of God, He hears us. That's His word. Now I couldn't get up on a house and say, now God, I'm going to jump off this house. I'm going to show off now here for this crowd. I'm such a wonderful Christian. I'm such a nice fellow. And you know, I'm your servant now, and I'm going to make a spectacle of myself. I'm going to jump off this house. And I'm going to show the people that you'll do what you said you'd do. Now, I'm going to ask you, don't let me get hurt and hit the ground, see? Now, I wouldn't be asking God to do something that God ought to do, see? Now, God Almighty told me not to tempt the Lord thy God. Now, that's presuming, see? That's presumptuous. Now, that's unreasonable. That's senseless. God wouldn't do that. If I jump off the house out here, I'd get my neck broke, possibly. Now then, if I'm on a top of a house is burning, and I'm at the edge, and my work isn't done, and I say, now, Lord, there's no way out here. If I stay here, I'm going to be burned to death, and I know it. Now, I'm going to do my best to get off this house. And if my work's not done, and you don't want to take me home, take care of me. And I ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, commit to the Lord, and it might be I could escape. It might be. It might be the will of God. My work's not been done. I've committed to the Lord. Now, the trouble is that people that want to do what they want to do and try to get God to help them put over what they have in mind rather than what God has in mind for them. You have to be awfully careful. If you don't, you get in trouble. Now, if we just take a sensible, spiritual view of this whole business. Now, let me ask you something. I say, now, Lord, send me some money. Send me some money. Now, I'm lazy. I'm a loafer. I won't work. Good for nothing. I hope I'm not. I'm just using the illustration now. Here I am. I sit down saying, now, Lord, I'm too lazy to work. I don't like to work. It's too hard to work. Now, won't you just send me some money so I can be a lazy loafer and go on? What do you say about it, God? Well, you don't have to even go to God. Just ask Paul about that. What about it, Paul? You knew the Lord pretty well. If he won't work, don't let him eat. Don't let him eat. See? Otherwise, don't feed these lazy loafers. Man won't work, let him go hungry, even if he is a Christian. Even if he does say he's on God's side. If he's a lazy loafer, let him go ahead and get hungry, and maybe he'll go to work, see? Now, he has no right, a man has no right, to sit down and ask the Lord to do for him what he can do for himself. Now, that's not according to the will of God. That isn't a sensible thing. And he can't ask God in the name of Jesus Christ to do something for him he can do for himself. Now, you can ask God to give you strength to do it. And you can do the best you can and then say, now, Lord, when I've done the best I could, I'm an unprofitable servant. I'm looking to you. Now, suppose you ask God Almighty this morning to dress your baby. Now, you're a mother, able-bodied woman. And you say, now, Lord, I want to ask you in the name of Jesus to take my baby and dress my little baby and put some clothes on for me, you know. It gets awfully tiresome day after day. Why, you that perfectly silly. Now, why not be sensible when we take the word of God? All right. Now, what did he say? If you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. Now, anything you ought to have, you can have it. Anything you ought to do, you can do it. Anything you ought to be, you can be it. Now, no Christian is a consecrated Christian that wants to be what he ought not to be, that wants to do what he ought not to do, and wants to have what he ought not to have. Now, what do we say about it? Give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. All right, while we're praying that prayer, some of us are working too. And we're asking God for daily bread, and we couldn't have daily bread without God. Calamity could overtake us, trouble could come to us, all sorts of things could happen. We're trusting God, we're depending on God. Now, how can I know what God wants me to have? Now, it's got to be according to His will. Well, I know it's God's will to forgive sin. I know that, because that's plain. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse more than righteousness. Somebody came to me, all word, said, you suppose I'm forgiven? I did this awful thing when I was a girl, and here I've gone on through these years, and I'm a wife and a mother, and have this home now, and my husband doesn't know what I was before we married. You suppose God's forgiven me? I said, did you go to God and confess your sin and tell God to forgive you? And she said, yes, I did. And I've lived right ever since. But that always, that haunts me. Well, I said, shouldn't haunt you. Put it out of your mind. Turn your back on it. He's put his back on it. You confessed it. It's forgiven. He said so. You asked him. You confessed it. And you told God, and God knows, and he understood you didn't do right. No, no, said, I didn't justify it. I don't justify it now. I just blundered and stumbled. And devil overtook me. And there's my life now, and it bothers me, though, so much. Well, I said, I'd just go ahead and look up. If the Lord can forget it, I'd go ahead and just say, well, Lord, that was an accident in my life. I didn't do what you said to do. Like a little child didn't obey his mother and fell down and got hurt. And the mother picked up the child and said, I'm sorry you're hurt. You did get hurt, I know, but... And it's too bad. It's too bad you can't ever... No, should I never have justified? I can't now. But I just want to know if I'm forgiven, that's all. Certainly. Certainly. Why, he said so. We confess our sins, he's faithful and just forgive us. I don't worry about that. If I honestly, penitently ask him to forgive me, he has to forgive me. Because he said he would. All right, we know what he wants you to do. You don't know what to do about something. You come where the road parts, and there you are. You just don't know what to do. Well, you say, now, Lord, I come to you. Said if I'd ask for wisdom, you'd give it to me. But you said I mustn't waver. I mustn't try to sell what I have in my mind to you. If I just want to know what's right about this thing and what I'll do about it. If you get to that point, you'll always do right. The trouble with so many people, they want to do what they want to do and also want to do what God wants them to do. And they want to do right, and at the same time, they want to do what they want to do, and they get all mixed up. And the Lord said, I won't hear you like that. You need to be asking me, yeah, you're wavering. You're selfish. You're pulled by yourself to one side and by a sense of duty to the other. But if you honestly want to know, I never knew the Lord to leave anybody in the dark and want to get in the light. If we walk in the light, as he is light, we have fellowship one with another. I have fellowship with Jesus. He has fellowship with me. If I walk in the light, as he is in the light. Now, if I walk in darkness, I can't expect to have fellowship with Jesus Christ. Now, anything that you ought to have, a lot of you people are living today with empty hearts and empty lives. You could have anything. You're a child of God. You've been born again. You're saved. And you could get from God what you ought to have, see. You could get from God what you ought to have, what you could have. And I've known people who are spiritually poor who could be spiritually rich. I've known people who are spiritually hungry that could be spiritually fed. And they're going on through life, living that way. Now, whatsoever you ask in my name, if you ask anything you ought to have. Now, for instance, you think you ought to have some money. Sometimes God knows more about it than you do. You went to the Lord and said, now, Lord, I'd like to have some money. I want you to give me some money. I need more money, see. And maybe, God knows, it'd be the worst thing you would have, to have more money. Did you ever see a little child that said, Mother, give me this? And Mother said, I can't give you that, darling. Well, I want it, Mother. I know you do, but you don't know how to handle it. It's the sort of thing that you don't know how to handle. Now, you're not big enough to handle that thing, see. If you took that in your hands, you'd probably make a mess of it. You might get hurt. Now, Mother loves you, but Mother knows more than you do. Now, God knows more about what you need than you know what you need yourself. He knows what you need before you ask him. He knows what you can stand and what you can't stand. He knows how much you can bear and what you can't bear. I know folks in this country, the worst thing ever happened to them in their life was they made money. And they made money and ruined them. We've had students in Bob Jones University. If the daddy hadn't given as much money, they'd have been better off. You know, we found out when a student comes to Bob Jones University, his daddy gives him a fine car, lets him run around in it, that sometimes it's bad for the child. We won't let any high school boys and girls on this campus use that car. Some of them have cars. Don't let them use their cars. We don't let them have it. It's not good for them. because it produces a sort of a recklessness in youth that's dangerous. And God knows that. Even intelligent people know that. And yet sometimes fathers will buy their children cars when they don't need them at all. And let them have those cars when those cars hurt them. But God's not like that. God Almighty won't give you what He knows will hurt you. God Almighty will give you anything that's good for you. And anything that you ought to have is good for you, you can ask God and get it. If you ask anything in my name, you can't ask in the name of Jesus Christ for anything that isn't good for you. So that promise is absolute. There are no strings on it. Whatsoever you ask in my name, if you ask anything in my name, I'll give it unto you. Isn't that wonderful? Now, here's a promise, friends. Make a note of it. The 14th chapter, the 13th, 14th verses. Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. The Father may be glorified in the Son, remember, not in you. All right. If you shall ask anything in my name, I'll do it. Lord, help us to believe it. Help us to believe thy word. Help us to be true to thee. Forgive us if there's anything we want we ought not to have. Maybe we just don't know what we ought to have. Let us ask God to tell us what we ought to have. Reveal to us. Let thy will be done in our lives and keep us faithful to thee. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.